Vince Dragonetti. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I feel great. I'm having trouble with my voice, Vince. I don't know what the deal is, but
Michigan throat.
I guess so. You know, Vince, we try to talk with you as much as we can about what you do for the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, but I think many of our listeners don't know what you do for a living, and also that you teach at LCC. Tell us about what you do outside of your duties with the Board of Commissioners.
Well, first, I'm going to start something here. I heard you had comments from two of my friends, Terry Stanton at Michigan Treasury and Sheriff Rigglesworth. Good people, good company today, I guess. But I'm a CFP, a certified financial planner, for about 20-some years. I've been involved in advising and working with small businesses and individuals for at least 20 years or so, plus I'm licensed in securities. Try to get involved. I use the word try to get involved in commercial real estate, which is quite interesting the last 6-8 years or so. But I buy and sell, smaller properties on my own. Plus, we started a tax business, I think 22 years ago, which my wife took over. So most of what I'm involved in has something to do with finance or money in some way. And I think, part of the call today is involving maybe two of the hats here, involving a little bit of what I do from the government and also, what's going on in the economy.
I like to follow your Facebook page because some of the comments you make are humorous and comical, and some get you to thinking. In a post from yesterday, Tri-County jobless rate falls to 6.4% in November. Balancing the budget and improving our bond rate won't work, eh? What do you mean by that?
Well, the naysayers, and what I've admired, what I've seen with the governor, the lieutenant governor, I've seen them three times each, and since they took over last year, and small and large meetings, and in their comments, they never have blamed of any time I've heard them. Now, maybe others could say that's not true, but any time I've seen in six different events, I've never heard either of these people blame somebody else for what's going on. They just say, this is what's going on, let's take care of this and move forward. And I admire them for that, because we notoriously hear this all the time from people saying, it was the other person's fault, it's the auto industry's fault, it's something else's fault. Well, they're trying to grab this and move forward. And so I admire them for that. But by looking at this, these people are saying none of this will work. It is working. In some of the things that people say, you can't balance all of this on the backs of, let's say, me as a teacher. And I am a teacher. I'm a member of the MEA. And they say, we can't do this. We can't do this. Well, what people have to realize, the majority of the public out there are taxpayers in general, whether they're union or non-union. And government can't balance their books on the back of the taxpayer.
As a taxpayer for the city of Lansing, it always, and I work here, I don't live here, but I still have taxes take out, it always irritates me to no end when I can't get a return phone call from a department in the city to talk about an issue, whether it's for the show or not for the show. Do you think that you have an obligation to talk to taxpayers when they have questions?
I really do. Now that I'm involved about a year officially at the county level, I'm getting, each week I get 5 or 10 phone calls or emails, and I try to answer them as fast as I can. So if I get an email right now after this call is done before I leave, I'll try to answer that immediately. I know it can't be done all the time. You can't do it all the time. I can't. State employees can't. And I realize this. But that is your obligation. We're paid to do this. I can tell you, this is a true story. I was in the elevator about 10 years ago. And this happened at the state of Michigan. I went to see some people at one of the commissions, the state insurance office, I think. And I remember there was two gals in front of me. I'm standing in the back of the elevator. And one gal said, some dumb so-and-so from somewhere has called me. And I just put them on hold. I'm on a break. She was on the elevator going downstairs with a friend of hers. And I smiled. And then the other one said, shh. Right away, quiet it down. You can't do that. We're paid, basically, to respond. Our job is to do the best we can. We often can't solve everything, but our job is to respond and try to do something to help that situation.
Well, there are those like Chris Swope and Chad Gamble who get back with you right away. But it's just something I try to ask public officials, because in so many instances, you don't get the communication you're looking for. You know, I recently had a conversation with a guest on the program that said, you know, the interesting thing about the governor, no one ever comes to him and says, you know what, I don't need any money. Here's a way we can earn more money for the state. It seems like everyone that comes to him is in his grill about getting more money. They've got their hand out. How do you balance that? Because I'm sure you see the same thing in the budget process as an Ingham County Board of Commissioner.
Yeah, you got a good point there. If somebody says that, I'll say, where's the money going to come from? And they usually look at you blank and say, well, that's your job. No, you have the suggestion. You want to do this. Who do we cut now? Who gets chopped because of what you want to do? Yeah, but ours is more important because we're going to help people. We're always going to help people. We always hear that. So you have to say, where's that going to come from? Some people say, well, just raise taxes. You know, so the answer is to always get it from everybody for their pet project. Now, some of these are very critical, you know, points that they need, and I look at things based on need. So when these kinds of bits of requests come up, and you have to generalize and then be real specific at the same time and say, you know, where's the money going to come from? I've got an email going out to some of the commissioners right now, because one of the things I'm real concerned about is over the next 3 to 5 years, if our trend continues, our property taxes are going to keep depleting downward. And when we know that at the county level, we're also deficit spending right now. We've balanced the books from the standpoint of using, you know, money we've got sitting in the cash register, I call it, our checking account. Well, in 3 to 6 years, all of a sudden, that's going to run out, and it's going to hit the wall. My feeling is, and what I'm sending out is to say to, you know, the other commissioners is, you know, let's make the plan right now so people see this coming, so we all fully understand what the plan would be. I noticed today, or a couple days ago, the statement about how the governor put out that, you know, we've basically handled some our unfunded liabilities. I think you might have even read that, because I think you called about that also. And they're looking, saying, this is in the future. And what we're looking at is unfunded liabilities is our debt. And he compared it, and he did a great comparison. He says what they did was saving $5.6 billion. That's comparable. And this is a thing that people listening can understand better, and so can I. If you have a $145,000 mortgage, what they have done, they've done refinancing and reducing this, so that debt is now down to $89,000. That makes sense to me, probably makes sense to most people that are listening right now. That's a huge future debt. That's the same thing at the county level we have to look at.